Dean, that was a pretty cruel scoreline at the end.
Well, it's just a reflection of the game. It's, you know, 60 minutes, we're very competitive, and we're not competitive in the last 10, 15. You know, that's something that we're trying to close the gap on. And I think, you know, when you roll Courtney Laws off the bench, it's an indication of the depth they've got. But I'm pretty pleased. I'm pretty pleased in we're starting to understand the game. We're starting to understand what works for us, and we're starting to be a collective force. Now, that gap needs to then try and close that, and I think that's our next challenge, because we're starting to buy into some of the systems that we're doing. We're starting to test them against some of the best in the country like today, and we're getting confidence in that. We've just got to close that gap between the 60-minute and the 80-minute mark.
Did you think when you got that charge down try that your luck might have changed?
No, not really. A long way from the end. I don't think we've had much luck. I think it's, you know, we look at that, we're on the back end of a poor penalty count again, and I think sometimes it's easy to favour the big powerhouse side that rolls into town, and I think we've had a number of games where we've asked that question. You know, we do have a perception of us. I don't think it's a fair perception. I think we're making significant improvements. But, you know, that's life where we are, and we're, you know, rather than bemoaning about it, we just got to get on with it. And I think you know, the players deserve credit, because there was a tremendous 50-60 minute effort. Just a challenge now to close the gap, not let people pat us on the head, not let people say, oh, well done. He's closed the gap, because we want to win games, and we want this club to be moving towards being successful force.
Dean Howland, one of those that you've brought into the side, and he's beginning to grow. A couple of times today, he did things that he probably wouldn't have done 3 weeks ago.
Well, I think the key thing about youngsters is they have the capability of growing. You've got to put them in the environment, you've got to support them, and you've got to let them see how far they can grow. That's what this club will be successful on. It'll be successful on the growth of youngsters, because that ceiling height is unknown. And I think Max Stelling played his first Premiership 10, 15 minutes today, and that's exactly what we've been planting those seeds for the last 7, 8 weeks. Jimmy Stevenson plays well today. RDC plays his second, third Premiership game. So those sort of things are starting to grow, starting to move us forward. We recognise the week-to-week is urgent that we close that gap, but we can only ask the team to be buying into the system and structure that we're trying, and we're getting a great return.
The last 20 minutes last week and this week, you were in the game until the last 20 minutes. How do you address that?
Well, there's so many issues around that. The power of our bench is something which, you know, we have a huge amount of injuries at the moment, and I know it's easy for the star-studded sides to moan about their internationals that are missing, but we've got serious problems with injuries. I think, you know, getting the confidence that we can compete longer and longer is starting to come. And hopefully we can start to close that gap.
Amelin Cup this week, so you've got a chance to maybe give some of those younger guys another opportunity?
Well, we've done that all the way through. It's not about competition. It's about club and what's right for the club each time. And, you know, it's not an accident that we're suddenly playing Max Stelling in the Premiership. It's something that we've been creating for the last 3 or 4 months, and we will continue. So it won't be wholesale changes, but it will allow the opportunity for other people to come and make a statement. I think side's significantly different now than it was at the start of the season, and that's because of those opportunities that have been provided.